the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Thousands of young people are joining this far-out pursuit of happiness. Woo! Woo!
Garage Rock fans, Phil Gray here with another episode of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, and we're up to episode 459. This episode, focusing on garage punk obscurities, got it underway with an acetate recording recorded at Icon Records, August 1966, by a bunch of Camino High School band students out of Sacramento. The band is called Cell Sync. Itself short for Selective Synchronous Recording, so I guess they picked up that name in the studio. Obscure track called Dirty Box. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We've got lots of obscure 60s garage punk from the States, UK, Spain, Argentina, Venezuela. So stay listening to this episode of Retrospect. You can find out more about this next band on our Instagram and Facebook. They're called the Herman Knights. They had a bunch of LPs from 1958 through to 1968. This is off one called Herman Knights Off Campus from 1965. Band from Mount Herman School. Mixing folk, pop, jazz, and rock and roll, I'm calling it garage punk. The Herman Knights, Empty Heart.
Like you wanna cry. Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Oh!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Three tracks. The Herman Knights with Empty Heart. Then out of the UK, Fingers Lee and The Upper Hand. Fronted by Freddie Fingers Lee, born Frederick Cheeseman, British rock and roll singer and pianist. Track called Bossy Boss, A side of a Columbia 45 from 1966. Then wrapping the set, Super Obscure. The Angry is the name of the band. They're out of the States, Canton, Ohio to be precise. 1966 unreleased demo called Almost Then.
Phil Gray
is Retrospect.
Well, it's all about obscure garage punk. The Stains fit the bill perfectly. Out of Yale University in New Haven, recorded just 145 in 1966, disbanded, but they did reform as a band called the Five Cards Stud. This is off of 45. The A-side was a cover of a Love and Spoonful track. This is the B-side called Now and Then from The Stains.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mr. Sperkle, and I'd like to ask you a question. What do you think about the future of our country? Are you alarmed about the increased crime rate in all of our cities? Does the killing of policemen and judges in nearly every major city disturb you? What about the riots that are breaking out on our college campuses nearly every week? Do you think that this is just the younger generation coming of age, and times will soon be better? If this is your feeling, I'm afraid you're in for a rude awakening.
Tries to make you realize that I'm now a girl. And if someone cries that I'm only telling lies, don't feel down, girl. Cause it's too late to tell you it's true. I don't need or want nothing from you. Cause you don't make me feel down, girl. You just can't make me feel down, girl. You're the one. Don't feel down, girl. And then you
Things that are happening in America today are like a Sunday school picnic compared to that which will take place within the next 24 months unless revival breaks out in our country. Tens of millions of Americans will be shot down like flies in our towns. Many of you listening to me today are going to see hundreds of dead bodies on the streets of your hometown. We are engaged in a tremendously important race against some of the most powerful forces. Whoever wins this race will have dominion over our children, our homes, and our churches. Are you tired of running against the powerful evil forces and about ready to give up? If so, then what will you do when communism enters the race? It too has great plans for your children, your home, and your church.
Three tracks out of the States, The Stains, Now and Then, top of the set, recorded and produced by Richard Perry, who then went on to produce the Captain Beefheart albums. Then The Boys from New York City, also went by the name The Energy Package, B-side of a 1968 45 on Laurie Records. The A-side, Mary and John, we had the B-side, I'm Down Girl. And then wrapping that set, pictured information on our Instagram and Facebook. The band is called The Stone Men. Now, they are from Fall River, described as a largely Portuguese city bordering on the southeastern portion of Rhode Island. They played mostly in southeastern Massachusetts, but did make a trip up to the New York City when their 45 came out. So two tracks were recorded early 1966 at New England Recording Studio in Providence. But according to band members, we were partying in Fall River on Sunday night with the Go-Go Girls and got arrested in Fall River, spent the night in jail, went to court on Monday morning. We were supposed to take the train out of Providence early Monday to meet Don at Bell Studio in New York City. However, we couldn't get a train because of their delays, missed out on the mixing schedule, and were not pleased with all the reverb and echo that was put into the mix. But they just went with that. So that's the story of The Stone Men, track called Number One Fall. Stick around. Global Garage next.
Through this salacious material, these abnormalities are corrupting the minds and the hearts of our children. perversion for profit.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Right, Global Garage time. Here's one of the most successful Spanish rock bands of the 60s, sometimes referred to as the Spanish Beatles. Formed 1964, they are Los Brincos. And this is Ami Con Estas, out of Spain.
Sabes lo que quieres y yo no quiero soportar a las mujeres
como tú.
Tú volverás porque me quieres y porque te lo digo yo. No te molestes en pensarlo, que estoy seguro de tu amor. Lo que te pasa es que no sabes lo que quieres y yo no quiero soportar a las mujeres.
A mí con esas. Otra vez, a mí con esas.
Cuando te aclares me lo dices. Date prisa, por favor.
Arreando.
Que el tiempo se pasa volando.
Que vuela, nena.
Así que me buscaré otro amor. Lo que te pasa es que no sabes lo que quieres. Y yo no quiero soportar a las mujeres.
Se acabó.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Thank you. Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
En una fiesta que dieron en un salón, saqué a bailar a una chamaca que bailaba todo dar el twist. Le dije que bien bailas, me contestó que al bailar ella sentía ganas de gritar. Le contesté, no por favor, que estamos entre mucha gente. Siento que me muero, chico, ayúdame por favor. Siento que no puedo más bailar este ritmo infernal. Ven a gozar, ven a bailar, vente nena, pronto vamos a bailar. Ven a gozar, ven a cantar, ven a bailar, vente chamaca, vente pronto, vente por favor. Oh, 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 oh. Ayúdame por favor, siento que no puedo más bailar este ritmo infernal. Ven a gozar, ven a bailar, vente nena, pronto vamos a bailar. Ven a gozar, ven a cantar, ven a bailar, vente chamaca, vente pronto, vente por favor. Oh, oh, oh.
That is Global Garage. Los Brincos got us underway, Army Con Esas. Then, Yol Olarang, also known as Yos Alarang. Picture of him up on our Instagram and Facebook. Legendary Cambodian garage rock musician, leading figure in Cambodia's rock scene of the 60s and early 70s. Like so many Cambodian musicians and artists, disappeared during the bloody regime of the Khmer Rouge. Well known for social commentary, criticizing Cambodia's conformist society. Yol Olarang with Broken Hearted Bachelor, then wrapping the set. In obscurity, Victoria Records, band called Los Rockers, LP released out of Mexico. Los Rockers with En La Fiesta. For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts. Here's more global 60s garage punk. Mike and the Runaways. 1965, they had a 7-inch 45 EP, four tracks on that. The fourth of which is the track we're having, Corazon Leno de Mal. They're out of Spain, also known as the Beat Mixers, a band fronted by a Mike Kennedy, real name Michael Volker Kergel, born in Berlin, Germany, singer of Los Bravos. Complicated story. This is Mike and the Runaways. Corazon Leno de Mal, out of Spain. You'll know this as a Yardbirds track.
Yo sé que te gusta verme aquí, yo de ese tiempo, más del que yo creí. Pero aún mantengo que tu amor conocí. Aunque tú te creas que yo te mentí, quiero que tú sepas que sufro por ti. Pues yo sé que te
is more cool 60s garage punk on Retrospect.
Garage rock and psychedelia.
I think that I love records.
Vente negra a bailar el jazz conmigo.
Es que no lo sabes.
Yo sí quiero bailar el jazz contigo.
Es que no lo sabes.
Ah, 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 jerk.
Ah, 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 jerk.
Se mueve la cadera.
Si es que no lo sabes.
Es muy fácil, bailaremos este ritmo.
Si es que no lo sabes.
Ah, 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 jerk.
Ah, 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 jerk.
Yeah.
And that's three tracks out of the Spanish-speaking world. Mike and the Runaways, Corazon, Leno de Mal topped the set. Then a band called La Barra de Chocolate, The Chocolate Bar. Picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook. Rock group out of Argentina, pioneers of the beat scene in that country. One album, released 1969. Short-lived project led by Pajarito Zaguri, a former member of Los Beatniks and Los Naufragos. They won the Festival Beat Talent Contest, and their second single was a big hit, selling over 40,000 copies. But however, after that one LP and some more singles, they split. Apparently unable to cope with their newfound success, but it's more likely that band members had other projects to move on to. So, The Chocolate Bar, La Barra de Chocolate, with El Divagante, out of Argentina. Then, wrapping the set, from Venezuela, a 45 released on Musart Records, from this band, Los TJs. The track is called Ya Ya Jerk, or Jar Jar Jerk, which is a reworking of an old Huey Piano Smith track called Don't You Just Know It. So, tracks out of Spain, Argentina, and Venezuela. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, here's a 60s Garage Punk obscurity from the Mystic Five, a band formed 1965 in Venetia, Pennsylvania, USA. The Mystic Five, It Doesn't Matter.
A merciless campaign to indoctrinate our children.
The Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
Everybody's tripping, everybody tears. You what you've been missing. She's sick when I call, just
Gray on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Tracks out of the States, the Mystic Five, It Doesn't Matter, then The Shag on Capitol Records, 7-inch 45, released 1967. The band, originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, active from 64 through to 71, had been known as The Shags, but like so many other bands, they shortened their name to just The Shag. They recorded Stop and Listen, cited as one of the first anti-drug songs to be recorded. The Shag with Stop and Listen. Then we had another version of Gloria. This one is so obscure. I actually don't know where the band is from. I'm going to call it and say the States. The band is called The Whereabouts, their cover of Gloria. If you're familiar with that track, comment on our Instagram and Facebook. I'd love to know where they're from. That takes us to the end of this episode, ending with an instrumental out of the States on Lark Records. I wish I'd found this one for my Mars exploration issue a few episodes back. It is called Frog Hunt on Mars by a band called The Shades Limited. Very rare track from this band out of Virginia. Bringing it to the end, episode 459, The Shades Limited, Frog Hunt on Mars. Thanks for joining me for Retrospect. I'm Phil Gray. Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.